let's go to my right now. This is Jenna Brainbox Thornquist.
Howdy.
In the studio, producer area, you know, the cubby hole over there is Will Viler Shotwell.
Hey, hey.
And to my left, oh my gosh, brought back after about a 3-week suspension and exile in the great white north of Alaska, it's Cassie Hollywoods Wilson. Cassie, how are you doing today?
Peachy keen.
Yeah, peachy keen. Now,
so what'd you do to get banished?
I left.
Fair enough.
Ooh.
It was a willing experience. I loved it, though. It was awesome.
I thought you got in trouble.
I did not.
So
we
exiled you to an iceberg, remember? Made you stick your tongue on it.
That's right. Well, I didn't
know
you got
stuck there that way.
I didn't do that. I was afraid I might get stuck to a pole.
Oh. Well, darn.
Giggity.
You're banished again.
banished for all time.
I enjoyed it.
We missed you.
We did miss you. We had some fun without you. We had a cool guest, Wes Abeladejo, stopped by a couple of weeks ago. Was it last week or a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, I missed Wes.
It was two weeks ago. Because last week you had the award show. And Violator and I decided it was probably best not to try to two-man the show.
Yeah, that actually, you know what? I would actually be really interested to hear the Violator and Brainbox Hour. I think that'd be good.
We considered it, but there has been a lot going on, and so we were just like, oh, you know what? Let's just enjoy the time off and just focus on Christmas and everything else that's been going on.
Well, we will have the normal shenanigans here tonight a little bit. Actually, we have a lot of fun planned tonight. We have the great Callie D, a hip-hop promoter. She will be stopping by here in just a bit. But first, we're going to get into a little The Boys tradition, which is the trend. Yes, that's right. We're leading off with the trend because we can do whatever the heck we want to. We're already on the radio. You can't stop us now. So we will get going here with the trend. And this is where we take fancy news on the internet that has already fancy hashtags, strip them apart, put them back together, and then poop on them and turn them into whatever we want to talk about. So let's get this going. Hashtag Trump talks. That's right. Donald Trump met with a suspected murderer, a possible domestic abuser, and a person who basically just was committed to a nut house. No, he didn't visit a prison. He met with Ray Lewis, Jim Brown, and Kanye West, or as America now knows them, speakers for all black people. So my question, guys, my question is, who are the worst representatives from each race that Donald Trump could possibly meet with? For anyway, come on, let's give this, guys. Who are the possible? I'm thinking, no offense to Latinos, but El Chapo.
That's exactly what I had.
El Chapo would probably be one of the worst. So what else we got here, guys?
The Westboro Baptist Church for white people.
Yes. They are not giving white people any type of good feelings, are they?
No.
I would say Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's dead.
I guess he could raise
the spirit. Okay. And we do it with Randy Savage all the time.
Okay. Any other?
Bill Cosby for women's rights?
Yes.
Oh.
That would be terrible. That'd be very, very bad. Also, Ray Rice would not be a good representative.
What about Asians?
Bill Cosby.
Asians,
I wouldn't do that.
Kim Jong-un,
I guess, would probably be one of the worst ones that you could possibly think of. They really don't have a lot. There's not a lot of terrible Asians
George
out
Takei?
There.
That you know of.
No,
yet.
That would be awesome.
It would be great, actually.
I would love for that meeting to happen. George Takei and Donald Trump. Mr. Trump. I am really deeply disturbed by all of your anti-gay sentiments.
Exactly.
They would not get along at all.
No, they wouldn't. That would probably not be a good thing. Any others? Because that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
No one wants to be that racist today.
Not yet. It's still early.
We might ask Callie D that question here in just a bit. All right, let's move on some more, guys, to another hashtag. That's actually a sad hashtag. If we could get maybe some death bells or something like that. Because a hashtag, one of the best dads dead.
I know.
That's right. He could be the best TV dad of all time and one of the smoothest voices ever. Alan Thicke.
Smoother than mine?
Oh, yes. Definitely a lot smoother than yours and mine and Cassie over here. Will, you have a really smooth voice. He died at the age of 69, which is an excellent age to die at because
that's a good number.
That's the last thing people see is you died at 69. Giggity. So here's my question.
Good way to go, too.
Here's my question.
Or so you think.
Oh, Lord.
Drowning in the...
Stop it. No.
I stopped.
No.
I stopped.
No. Okay. The question. If he isn't, who is the best TV sitcom dad of all time? And yes, this answer could have been answered in the previous question. who is the best TV dad of all time?
Okay, well, then I have to ask, what kind of qualifications are we looking for?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, okay, are there...
What makes a great dad?
Yeah, what makes a great dad? Exactly.
You got to teach your kids lessons.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be funny.
Yep.
You know, you got to love your wife.
Mm-hmm. Are you entertaining? That's another one.
I like Joey from Full House.
Okay.
You know, he was good.
Was he the
wasn't
dad?
Wasn't a dad, though. He was an uncle.
He was Uncle Joey.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dad, though. He has his own
boys. Yeah, he had the twins.
Oh.
Twin boys. Twin
Alex
boys.
And
that's
something.
Hard.
Oh,
that's hard.
That is really hard. Okay.
That's actually just, you know, determined by the mother, but just saying.
I will say it's not Walter White.
No,
yeah,
probably one of the worst
banking.
TV dads.
I would say one of the best modern TV dads we have is Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
He is a great
super
dad
humor, but he's always doing the right thing.
I will totally agree with that. Well, you got another one, Cassie?
She hates
Modern Family.
She hates Modern Family.
I don't hate Modern Family. I love it. I just don't like him.
I'm an Al Bundy guy.
I thought about that one.
I think Al Bundy is a great TV dad because no matter how much he hates his family at times,
his wife,
he thinks his kids are idiots except for his daughter who he thinks is pumpkin in his eye and all that. He always tries to do good for his family and he works at this crappy job and does these crappy things for mainly his family. Sometimes it's selfish, but a lot of times it's for his family and he's entertaining.
Remember the 90s when you could sell shoes and actually make a living?
No, that was the whole point. You couldn't.
But yeah, no, he stood up for his family just the way he should as a father.
And he scored like 3 touchdowns at Polk High, so that's really awesome in one game.
You know what? Yep. What was that TV show where the dad stayed home and took care of that little girl? I think her name was Jessie. I can't remember.
My Three Sons.
Sheldon said, "Who's
the
boss?"
Stay at home mom.
Is it Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Yes.
But
thank
he
you.
Wasn't the dad, though, was he? He was Joe. He was just what's his face?
He was the nanny.
He was a nanny. He wasn't the dad. Mm-hmm. He was not the dad. Yeah.
Well, anyways, he makes a great father figure. Just
okay.
All right, now we're getting
he became
figures.
The dad later.
All right, we got time for one more. We got time for one more. Okay, hashtag, and this is an important one, guys, because everyone loves this, right? Hashtag Rogue One. Yeah, that's right. Star Wars Rogue One, a Star Wars story. That's the most convoluted title in the history of the freaking world. Opens up with huge fanfare, amazing reviews, and nerdgasms everywhere.
Yay.
All over the place, all over the floor right now. We got to wipe that up. So question, guys, quick question.
Sweet.
Does it even matter how much money any other top-grossing movie makes anymore? Because Star Wars will always beat it out quickly.
That sounds really inaccurate to me. I mean, who's to say that Star Wars will always beat out releases? It's become more of a brand or franchise, kind of like the Dallas Cowboys or Starbucks. And all great things, eventually fall. So at some point, it will get beat.
Yeah, I second that motion.
So, no, it doesn't matter.
I can't, because the Dallas Cowboys, even though they used to suck, now they're setting records for ratings every time they play. So, yes, the biggest brands in the world will always be the biggest brands in the world as long as they keep making new stuff that people like.
True.
So, if these movies are any good, I guarantee as soon as we get done with all the Star Wars movies, we'll see the top 10 list, the top grossing movies of all time. Every single one of them will be Star Wars.
That'd be
scary. Yeah, but a lot of people didn't like the first one.
They still will go see them. It's not about who likes it or who's not. It's about how much money they're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the Benjamins. And we are all about having a good time here on Talk Radio 1190.
I'm all about the Washingtons.
We're the boys, Power Hour. I'm Positive C, Brain Box, Hollywoods, and Violator.
Hey.
Hopefully, we'll have Kelly D hanging out with us here in a little bit, and we'll have an interview and more fun stuff. So stick around after this, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Coach Gary inviting you to Sports Talk, Sunday night 6 to 7. Join me with my new co-host, Warren Shore, the Wiz Kid. We'll do what we do best, talk sports. Join me, the Wiz Kid, and Ben every Sunday night 6 to 7 on 1190, the station that knows talk.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, we buy 1,000 cars a month and we make about $300 a car. That's a tight margin, but we know what we're doing. That's why I say if I can't beat your CarMax offer, I'll gladly give you $100. I can't beat them all, but I beat them most of the time. GiveMeTheVIN.com. We pick up. We're all online. We're the fastest car deal you've ever seen. Give us a shot. Let us impress you. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Every human being on Earth, we are here to connect.
Audiences everywhere agree Collateral Beauty is the perfect movie for the holidays.
You've been given a gift.
It's uplifting.
He's reaching out to the cosmos for answers.
Inspirational.
Maybe he gets to find his life again.
A movie that touches the heart and soul.
Life is about people.
Collateral Beauty. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's Prozvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of Prozvent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter IHEART at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with Prozvent.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with a Voice Power Hour forecast tonight. A low around 20 with mostly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 32. I'm telling you, that cold front that came through, it got cold. Just stay inside underneath the blankets and listen to us instead. This report's brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
If you're involved in youth or high school sports, you need to know about Positive Coaching Alliance. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people. PCA workshops help coaches, parents, and student athletes pursue winning and life lessons through sports. Visit positivecoach.org.
All aboard!
And we're back here at Zaboy's on Talk Radio 1190. Throwing it back over to your host, Chris, the Positive C. Edwards.
And as we wait for our good little showrunners to go down, actually, we can't call him a little. It's Zach Killian is going down and running to go get Cali D right now. Yeah, and he's got a show later on tonight at about 7 o'clock. We're going to get to hear him with the, what is this show called?
Loud and Local, I believe.
The Local Lounge.
The local lounge.
Loud and Local's Debbie Sexton's thing on 97.1.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, the Local Lounge is where we can hear Zach hang out with lots of local artists and local everything, photographers and all that kind of stuff. And he hangs out and does some really cool stuff with them and does some interviews. And he'll be talking to Shag, I believe. It's got Shag and Wild Bill. Tonight at 7 o'clock.
I think so. Wild Bill is the first half of the hour and then Shag is the second half.
Okay, there. So there's.
So yeah, definitely stay tuned because that's part of the new local block party, guys.
Yeah, the local block party that we're definitely a big part of. Sitting here waiting. Now
building
here,
this block party piece by piece.
Here is something I have to bring up. because our producer, Will Shotwell, does the weather here for Talk Radio 1190. He does some pretty cool weather spots, and I just would like to ask.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play this again really quickly. Will Violator Shotwell doing the weather.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with News of Voice Power Hour forecast tonight. A low around 20 with mostly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 32. I'm telling you, that cold front that came through, it got cold. Just stay inside underneath the blankets and listen to us instead. This report's brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
Okay, so
that was
the same one.
That was one of the most obvious weather things in the history of the world. You definitely just let us know that cold front got us cold. So Will, I hate to put you on the spot right now, but until Callie gets up here, could you give us some more obvious weather with Will Shotwell? And I want you to take us all over the weather map right here. Just give us more obvious
For instance,
weather. Yes.
If it were raining, what would you say?
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you look outside, it's going to be really wet and really, really rainy, because I'm telling you, look at that rain falling down from the sky. I mean, like, it's raining clouds and dogs. I mean, you know, clouds are coming down everywhere. I'm telling you, oh my God, cats everywhere. Ah!
That had too much energy, I feel like.
But that was very obvious weather. Now,
in Alaska, it's cold.
Okay. I'm telling you, if it's 104 degrees outside, it's really hot.
Someone else throw one at him.
Now let's say we're in the I got this. Let's say we're in the desert of Arizona, and it's hot. It's a 100-degree day. How would that weather report go?
I'm telling you need to watch out for that sun out there. It's gonna be really, really burning. It's gonna scorch your skin. I'm telling you. I mean, look out for that dust bowl over there. It's gonna come out and it's gonna torch you and just twirl you around. And I'm telling you, it's gonna be really hot.
We're giving them longer than 15 seconds on these.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to fit all that in. And you have a lot more personality on these than you do the Talk Radio 1190
but
ones. You are
really
are
good. You should use
it.
These.
Well, that's because I can be really funny right here, and I can't be really funny on the other ones.
Cassie, do you have one for them?
Alaska.
Alaska. That's a weather now, y'all.
I'm telling you, it's going to be really cold and really, really cold. I'm telling you, it's going to be snowing everywhere. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you that. It's going to be just wet and rainy and cold and snowy and icy. And I'm just telling you. I'm telling you.
Okay, I've got one more for you. It's the apocalypse.
Everyone's dead.
But that doesn't.
And I'm saying things for no reason because nobody can hear me.
How's like the weather during the apocalypse?
Apocalyptic.
Brimstone and fire rain and whatnot. Yeah,
now that's weather.
Now that is weather right there.
Oh, I guess I did forget about the twirling fire thing there somewhere. But, you know.
The clouds of nauseous gas that just make people turn inside out. And whatnot.
Yeah. And then you light a match and then it just goes up in flames. Yeah.
And the 50-foot tall man from down below screaming at all his children.
Yeah, three-headed dog barking in the wind.
I thought it was five-headed.
No, Cerberus is three. The five-headed is what is that mythology?
I have no idea what a five-headed dog is.
That's a Greek mythology.
Disgusting.
No, Cerberus is three.
I don't know. Don't
like
ask
The Hydra, you cut off its head and it grows more heads.
It grows and grows and grows.
But
all right, I think
Callie's here.
I think we have the arrival of the hip
drum roll, please.
Promoting soccer mom.
Oh, hey, we have drum roll.
Hey, Callie D.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome
how
to
are
the studio.
You?
Might have to plug those in.
Yeah, you might have to plug
That's
those
what
in.
She said.
Plug it in.
Plug it right below you. There
That's
should
what
be
she said.
A couple of little holes down there. There you go.
Thank you, Zach.
Killian is helping her out, and we have
Ladies,
our guest.
He's single.
We are
he's
locked
an awesome
and loaded
helper.
Here.
Zach, are you single?
Here I am.
Yes, I am single.
See, ladies, Zach Killian is single.
He's already on one knee right
helpful.
Now, so that kind of works. He got up really quickly on that. No, not gonna pick him anything. Callie, how are you?
Man. I'm good.
Long trip?
For the most part, just crazy year in general.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like as soon as something really good happens, like my phone gets stolen from work.
Oh.
Yeah, that was
Sounds like my kind of life.
That was a terrible thing I saw on Facebook, I think just last night.
Last night, yeah, about 1:30 because I checked it around 1 and I left it just like I do most nights, you know, and go back to look for it and it's gone. I was like, man, I mean, number one, I didn't have a phone, but number two, I had stuff to do today, you know, like I had to communicate with you guys to figure out how to get up here and, you know, I needed to move. So instead of moving for 2 hours, I got to have the iPhone guy or the AT&T guy try to sell me everything in their store.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's nothing
like,
better.
I don't want DirecTV. I have no time to watch TV. please stop.
There's nothing better than a trip to the AT&T short store when you're in a rush.
Well, he got me pretty good. I walked out with a new phone, an iPad, and a watch.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's really freaking cool. I can't leave out of there with anything, actually.
At least you got your accessories.
Well, they had a sale. It's like $40 for the iPad and $25 for the watch.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Look at you, getting the ball now.
Cheap plug for the AT&T and Apple.
Yeah, I need a discount on my next phone bill, please.
Yeah, go ahead and contact Kelly D for all discounts. Well, we don't have a lot of time for the beginning of this, so we'll just kind of play this by ear. But we'll definitely have to introduce a lot of what you do. You've been in the music promoting scene for a little bit now.
About 4 years.
That's pretty good for this area to be.
So I've been told.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people who stick around. They try and they don't stick around. What was one of the things that allowed you to think to maybe stick on and latch on to this community?
Well, my brother does music, so that's kind of where I started, out at the warehouse in Fort Worth.
Okay. Oh, yeah, like good this area.
He did open mic, it was kind of when they were first starting to utilize that as a music venue.
Right.
And it was my 30th birthday. I'm now 34. And I'd just gone through, another divorce and, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life because I'd been doing accounting and whatnot for ever. And it's soul sucking.
Yes.
Type
most
work.
Office jobs.
I mean, it pays well, but, being stuck behind a desk wasn't my thing. So go to my brother's open mic, and Leon Bridges actually happened to perform that night. And, it was like him and me, and he did that song, Lea Sesoria. I don't know if y'all are familiar, but it's about his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it just hit me in a way, like gave me chills. And I was like, man, why am I not a part of this, So I started just kind of going and promoting my brother and, his band. Luke McGlathery is my brother, very, very talented singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. Kind of does folky type music.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But, in that era of the warehouse where we did the open mics and, some of the other shows that happened, other nights, I threw my first two or three shows there. I got to meet a lot of really, really cool people. So, and that was in the rock scene. So try to do rock. It didn't work because everybody was doing it at that point.
Still doing it.
In Fort Worth, especially,
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, I'd try to put on some of my favorite bands that were up and coming, and, just was kind of, it's just a bummer whenever you have a show and, not a whole lot of people show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for the artist for playing to nobody,
As an artist, I feel bad.
Yeah, so it's like, everybody's kind of bummed. The bar's bummed, It's just no fun. So I'd been starting to get kind of into the hip-hop scene in Dallas, and I saw Dallas doing a whole lot of cool things that they weren't really doing in Fort Worth. And so, I kind of did that and then found a groove there. And since then, just have really just tried to express some ideas. I have good shows. I have bad shows. I've lost a lot of money. I've made some money. Notice I didn't say I've made a lot of money.
No.
So, but, most of the shows that I put together, I've decided it has to be something that I enjoy. I have to do it because I want to do it for a reason, not because of the money,
Right.
Because then when I start, you start kind of going down that, rabbit hole, it's just, it feels empty to me. So I'd rather do things that I find just really amazing. And then I continue to reinvent myself. I mean, I did the Master of the Mic last year, it's doing its thing again this year. And then, I'm starting to do some more rock stuff, so it's like I just keep it moving, I guess.
And we will keep it moving and get on that money train, too, because it's about time for this station to pay for some things. And we'll allow them to pay for some things. And we'll be back with some more with Cali D, some more Za Boys fun stuff. We're going to play some games, talk a lot about the industry, about motherhood, about being a woman in this freaking industry. We actually have two women in here, so that's freaking awesome. We don't really get that every now and then. So sit back, relax, join the Za Boys Power Hour, and have some good time. If you want to join us in the conversation, 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190 at Za Boys Media on Twitter and at Za Boys _ Media on Instagram. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I guess I didn't know.
Go backstage with the DFW local music scene on The Local Lounge, where musicians and talent come in for a behind-the-music experience. Tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30 for The Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190.
This holiday, the perfect gift for fans of a rough, tough sport. It's something really snuggly.
Get wrapped up in your favorite team with Denali MicroPlush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are huge, 44% bigger than an average blanket, made with innovative fabric that keeps you comfy in any temperature, machine washable, and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me. 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. We wear our jewelry every day, but can you remember the last time you cleaned your jewelry? You wouldn't wear the same clothes day after day and never clean them, yet jewelry sits on our hands, gathering up harmful bacteria loads, testing 3 times greater than that found on a public toilet seat. It's time to get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and buy my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. The Aquasonic Wave will remove all of that disgusting bacteria on your jewelry and give you professional jewelry cleaning results, the best you've ever seen. Your jewelry will be bright, shiny, and brilliant, just like the day you bought them. No scrubbing, no mess, just fresh, clean, sanitized jewelry right in the convenience of your own home. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
The Aquasonic Wave is a fantastic holiday gift. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com. Enter promo code IHEART and receive free shipping, plus an extra 6 week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com. Promo code IHEART.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with News of Voice Power Hour forecast tonight. A low around 20 with mostly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 32. I'm telling you, that cold front that came through, it got cold. Just stay inside underneath the blankets and listen to us instead. This report's brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
If you're involved in youth or high school sports, you need to know about Positive Coaching Alliance. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people. PCA workshops help coaches, parents, and student athletes pursue winning in life lessons through sports. Visit positivecoach.org.
Hey. Everybody, we're back here on the boys on Talk Radio 1190. This is Jim the Brain Box, throwing it back over to your host, Positive C.
And we are here live in the iHeartMedia studios with Callie D from I guess, a little bit of Dallas Observer fame, because that's where I first discovered how connected you were to the scene was thanks to the Observer article.
Shout out Jeremy Halleck.
That's who wrote it. Say that again.
Shout out Jeremy Halleck.
Yes, please. Please shout out him. He wrote a great article about you. And one of the things I really noticed about it was the beginning of it talking about your being in the business world at first, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of want to get your opinion on the biggest similarity between the business world and the music industry mm-hmm. and how they kind of, like, what's similar, what things were able to take from one side and bring to the other?
Oh, a whole lot. And that's probably what has made me maybe more successful than other people who have tried to do it. And when I say maybe long lasting, that could have been part of my, you know, my earlier story. But,
right.
You know, you have to be organized, you know, getting set times out. Like I can just write it down and it's like that, you know, some people, not so much. Just the whole, how you carry yourself in a business type situation. You know, a lot of times, yeah, it is a party and I've been known to drink a little bit, you know, and have fun, but, you know, always know how to turn on that business part. And, you know, as a female in corporate America or in an office type setting, there's a certain way that you have to hold yourself with the men as well. So like if you, you know, appear to be easy or, you know, sleep your way to the top, like normally you're not going to last long in a corporate type environment or in the music type environment. And, you know, there's always, you know, exceptions to the rule. I'm sure there's, you know, we're all adult, whatever, whatever. Me and one of my, my best girlfriends go round and round on this one. But,
right.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is. And instead of trying to fight it and, you know, like be that person to change the image of, you know, female sexuality in the business place, I'd rather just, you know, be successful and hold myself to a higher standard. You know, which I really don't mind being, as a woman, you are held to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind that though, because I hold myself to a higher standard. So that doesn't really bother me. Does it become, you know, a little exhausting sometimes? Sure. But, you know, it is what it is. So I just kind of roll with it. Mm. But yeah, organization's real big, time management, you know, being about your money, you know, being able to get those deals, being able to shake hands and just come across as a serious person rather than just, you know, somebody's out having a good time, you know?
Right, right, right.
I feel like she just knocked off like half the questions in one answer.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, no, that's great. Good. That's actually great. So that leads me to just a really easy one, actually. Is there anything coming up that you want to promote?
Yeah, January 13th, Master of the Mic. Well, even before that, we have December 22nd, mm-hmm. JB. He's an Emmy Award-winning artist out of OKC.
An Emmy Award-winning artist? Wow. Wait, hold on. There's a story a little bit. What does he want an Emmy for? Because that's...
One of his last albums or a track that he did. But yeah, he totally won an Emmy.
Nice.
Wait, an Emmy or a Grammy?
An Emmy.
An Emmy for it? Like,
in other words, it was probably used in a show or something.
That's awesome. That's kind of where it's at right there. Getting other fields to use your music besides just musicians.
He's a super cool guy. I did a show with Plato and DJ Sean P and Bodego nice. That he came down before he won his Emmy. And he's in town December 22nd. He's going to be playing at RBC. We have a cross-genre type show. It's a Cool Keys, Moses Uvere, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of JB's friends I'm not very familiar with. And then we have Children of Indigo, Alsace, Desi Five. And then JB,
really?
So it's kind of like
Dizzy
all
Five
over.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's gonna close out the show because I don't think anybody would want to ever perform after him.
No,
yeah. No, you can't. You can't outdo this guy's show. I saw him at the Domas 2 years ago.
Yeah,
or not the Domas. It wasn't. It was. I think me and my our friend Hutch were just out in Deep Ellum, and we mm-hmm. were just going around checking out bands, and we saw this guy, and he puts on one of the best shows you will ever see.
Wow.
That's my boy.
That's high praise right
there.
Shout
out Desi Five. So yeah, that one's December 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
And then January 13th, I have Master of the Mic. I have this competition that I do. I don't know how much time if you want me to like explain the whole thing, but basically we do a competition in all three cities, and we did it in Dallas and Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And we, through a process of elimination, come up with two artists in each city, one fan pick and one judge's pick. And then those six compete in front of celebrity judges. So this year we have Scarface, and we have DOC, who also judged last year, and then we have Picnic Time, who is co-producing a show with Erykah Badu on BET.
Wow.
Comedy Central, sorry. You know, he's won awards through Erica. Like, he has his own projects that he's done. Booty Fade in Dallas was really popular.
Sorry, just the name. Alone.
Wait, Booty. That's why I wanted to do rapper versus wrestler, because that's there's tons of rapper names and rapper things that are just silly, just long wrestlers.
Yeah, if you don't know who Picnic fade. Is, Picnic Time, T-Y-M-E, one word. He's a super G. Nice. He's doing some kind of documentary on BET right now that he filmed at Young Thug's concert. Or
nice, very
oh,
nice.
Cool.
Okay, I have another question. This is talking about a little bit more about being a woman, but more about motherhood. What's and it's a similarity thing. What's the biggest similarity between being a mom and dealing with the industry? Is there similarities? Are there things that you can take that crossover and be like, man, am I having to really take care of children or am I taking care of musical artists here?
That one.
Yeah. I had a feeling. Trust me. I know myself.
yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's definitely a... it's like herding kittens. It's the best way that I can
time this week I've heard that phrase.
Like, seriously, even just this... You know, master the mic. It's like, you know, we had it all set. It was supposed to be at Trees, and then you know, Trees accidentally booked it to somebody else.
That was
there's a whole. I was waiting on a deposit from Red Bull and la la la. So there was, you right. know, it was legit. You know, it was okay. Like they didn't really mess up, but it was just like ah. And then like then I have to like figure out another venue, and all the venues are you know. And then it's like then. You know, Scarface doesn't want to do a meet and greet. So it's like, you know, you're just constantly like,
just everywhere.
That
a
was
bit.
Not a sound effect, by the way. That was really good.
Yeah, that was pure me.
But,
and then you have local artists who have egos the size of the universe
that they don't deserve yet.
Yeah. And then you have some really cool people, too. You know, I work with a band called We Are Band Nerds, and they're probably, you know, they actually, here's the thing, people hire me and they pay me money. Right. So, if I tell you to do something and you don't do it, and then you come to me and you're like, what's up? Yeah. Like, you know, you're not being really effective. Well, you're just wasting your money right now because I'm telling you what to do and you're not doing it. So why are you even paying me? You know? So, I mean, there's kind of that dynamic in it. So yeah, there's a lot of common sense talk.
That being said, how would someone go about hiring you, I guess?
Right now, I'm pretty booked up on my roster. I do have a couple other booking agents that are under me that I help, you know,
very nice.
That have shown their worth, you know, before I hired them and all that kind of good stuff. James K is one of them. He helps me on the hip hop side tremendously. He's kind of taken over the torch on the local stuff. But if, let's say, an opening came up in my roster, you just have to email me and we'd have to talk about it. There's levels to it, like where are you at in your career, if you're at this level or if you're at this level, or you know, you're up here and you're doing it. Just like Band Nerds. I mean, they were up here when they hired me, and now they're all over Deep Ellum. They're getting major props. So
yeah, they're an interesting group too. I've been checking them out for a little bit, and like knowing that you're connected with them, and yeah, they're a very fascinating group of individuals.
And they're smart.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the industry is being smart, and you exude that. I think that we as a collective, the boys, are trying to get to that intelligence level that you and definitely. A couple of people that we've met in the past little bit are at. So it's really good having you in, bouncing ideas and bouncing just your thoughts on what the industry is. As an artist, I take it to heart too. I mean, trying to figure out what I'm doing with that. And I know we as a collective trying to figure out what we're doing to push artists ourselves are taking it to heart too. So thank you for coming in here and being serious with us. But this next segment is going to be really silly and really fun because we're going to play a game. And some people call it a different phrase. But we call it hang, hate, and hit because it's very FCC appropriate.
Yeah.
But you guys might play it at a bar at some point in time. And then we'll actually hear some of Cassie too because Cassie's been so silent today. She is still on Alaskan time, so forgive her.
I'm still waking up, to be totally honest. Like, today I woke up at 4 o'clock our time, which is like 11 o'clock their time.
Well, we're going to wake her up with some hang, hate, and hit. We're going to talk about some J. Cole and Charles Gambino and Linda McMahon and Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé and all this kind of stuff here on Talk Radio 1190. Where does the boys' power hour? Stick around for a little bit more after this.
Not because I can't forget.
The Jeff Curley Show, Saturday morning at 11 on Talk Radio 1190. Join Jeff as he talks about trending topics and interviews newsmakers with the secrets to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's The Jeff Curley Show, Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 1190.
Merry Christmas, folks. Crazy Gun Dealer here, and I love Christmas time. So I'm going to give you two Crazy Gun specials just for Christmas. I have AR-15s for $399, and I have Taurus 9mm Slims for only $199. That's right, AR-15s $399, Taurus 9mm Slims $199. Both of these are way below dealer cost. I just ask you to buy ammo and holsters, and you still get free CHO classes, free lifetime warranty, free range membership, and free test firing. Plus, if we don't already have the best gun price you found, we'll beat any price gun to gun, or we'll just give you the gun for free, because nobody wants your gun business more than the Crazy Gun Dealer in Alvareda. Check us out at crazygundealer.com, follow us by texting CRAZY to 24587, or give us a call at 855-329-4867. And remember, if you need to sell or get a loan on any guns this Christmas season, we always pay loan and trade more for your used guns.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
This holiday, get an amazing deal during the Ford year-end event. Get $1,000 Ford Smart bonus cash on select models on top of all other great offers. Or check out special year-end lease deals across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford Edge, Explorer, and the built Ford Tough F-150. Amazing deals on amazing vehicles. Save big on Ford, America's best-selling brand. During the Ford year-end event, get $1,000 Ford Smart bonus cash on top of all other great offers. Or check out special year-end lease deals across the entire Ford lineup. See your local Ford dealer today. Supply of vehicles with Ford Smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Ford GT, F-150 Raptor, F-650, or 750. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com to find specially tagged vehicles and for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/19/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. We wear our jewelry every day. But can you remember the last time you cleaned your jewelry? You wouldn't wear the same clothes day after day and never clean them. Yet jewelry sits on our hands, gathering up harmful bacteria loads, testing three times greater than that found on a public toilet seat. It's time to get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and buy my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. The Aquasonic Wave will remove all of that disgusting bacteria on your jewelry and give you professional jewelry cleaning results the best you've ever seen. Your jewelry will be bright, shiny, and brilliant, just like the day you bought them. No scrubbing, no mess, just fresh, clean, sanitized jewelry right in the convenience of your own home. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
The Aquasonic Wave is a fantastic holiday gift. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com. Enter promo code IHEART and receive free shipping, plus an extra 6 weeks supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com. Promo code IHEART.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali Microplush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure pandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Need the perfect holiday gift for the diehard Cowboys Longhorns fan in your life? Here it is. Fans, wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
From the Exigen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with Use of Voice Power Hour forecast tonight. A low around 20 with mostly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 32. I'm telling you, that cold front that came through, it got cold. Just stay inside underneath the blankets and listen to us instead. This report's brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
If you're involved in youth or high school sports, you need to know about Positive Coaching Alliance. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people. PCA workshops help coaches, parents, and student athletes pursue winning in life lessons through sports. Visit positivecoach.org.
It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
This is Talk Radio 1190 with your host, Positive C.
Yes, and we are the Zaboys Power Hour. My name is Positive C. And if you are joining us on Facebook Live, if you go to facebook.com/Zaboys Media Network, you'll see this handy-dandy video live. We are here with, hey, that's Callie D. She is a hip-hop promoting soccer mom. That's what the Dallas Observer told me to call you, so that's what I'm going to call you right now. And we have special guest Zach Killian has come in to hang out with us this last segment because his show, The Local Lounge, is coming right after us. And we do a cheap plug for what you have coming on.
Hey, yeah, we're going to be doing Wild Bill and Shag here right after the show.
That sounds disgusting, actually. You should probably clean up later if you're
Shag
going to
me,
do both.
Baby. Shag me.
Wild Bill and Shag.
Wild Bill, or is it the other way around?
Oh, God. Oh, no. This is already divulged into something a little bit different. And this is something completely different. And that's a segment where we do whatever the heck we want to. And today we want to play a game. And this game is called Hang, Hate, and Hit. And if you've been listening to the boys for a while, this is where we bring in three people or situations or mainly just people, and you have to decide whether or not you want to hang out with one, you want to hit one, or you want to hate one.
So it's
simple. Some people call this marry, F, kill. Some people call this fight, fire, foobar is another thing. I stole this from another radio show, but we won't talk about that. Yeah, but hang, hate, and hit. And this first one is purely for Callie, because I'm not sure if any of you others have heard of these people. So this is purely
for
Callie.
One,
this.
Two.
If you could hang out, if you could hit one, or if you could hate one, the three musical artists who came out with some good hip-hop albums the past about week. You got Post Malone, you got J. Cole, and you got Childish Gambino.
Damn,
Callie,
that's a tough one.
Who are you going to hang out with? Who are you going to hit, and who are you going to hate? I knew this was going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I can't hang out with all three of them.
Nope, not at all.
Sadly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes this game tough.
Yes.
Okay, so... I'm like speechless right now. I think it's the first time since I walked in. Let me just say, I like all three albums. They're awesome. I've actually been having them in rotation quite a bit lately. So I will say I want to hang with Post Malone because he's from Dallas.
Okay.
And, you know, his album really, I think, surprised a whole lot of people. I'm very proud of what he put out. I think it jams. I think it's diverse. You know, so he kind of really flexed on him a little bit with that one.
I like the phrasing.
And so I'm going to
hit and hate somebody.
All right,
it's mean, right?
I'm gonna hate J. Cole, I guess. I mean, because they're making me.
It's okay.
It's my will.
That's a response quite often.
Yeah. Trust us. That happens a lot.
And no disrespect to him at all. I think that what he's doing for the hip-hop community is awesome. But out of those three, probably his album was the one that I haven't really fell in love with as much or played as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard.
Maybe because I'm out of the rappy mood, you know, a little bit. But I mean, it was really jazzy too. I appreciated it. I thought it was good.
So that means you're hitting Childish Gambino?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God, Donald Glover's getting smacked in the face right now.
He's got the biggest
right
sense of humor. I
he
think
does.
He'd be okay with it.
He might be able to take it. So that's hang, hate, and hit. That's exactly
maybe
how that's
maybe I'll hit on. You know, I mean,
there you go.
Ooh, there we go. Yes,
spin it in
yes,
your favor.
There we go. So. Speaking of spinning, we're gonna spin this right around and give something for a little bit of everybody in here. We're gonna do. Let's do business, guys. Let's do business. Okay. Let's do a celebrity in business. This is Hang, Hate, and Hit. President-elect Trump's new cabinet, guys. Who are you going to hang with? Who are you going to hate? Who are you going to hit? You have Linda McMahon, Secretary of Small Business. She's the wife of Vince McMahon. Yeah, that is a real thing. Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas. He's going to be Secretary of Energy.
Oh,
and then Ben Carson. Ben Carson is going to be Secretary of T-Rex Arms. Yeah, no, I mean Irving and Housing Development, not T-Rex Arms. I'm sorry, Ben Carson has T-Rex
I'm
Arms.
I'm still stuck on Linda McMahon, like Vince McMahon from the
Vince
wrestling?
McMahon's wife, yes. So you have to hang out with, you have to hate, you have to hit one. Linda McMahon, Rick Perry, or Ben Carson. We're going to start with Cassie.
Start with me first. I
yes.
Okay, well, just because you said T-Rex Arms, I'm going to hang out with him.
Ben Carson.
Rick Perry. Oh, I do not like him at all. So that's an easy hate.
Okay.
And then Linda, whatever her name is, I'll just slap her. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, some woman-on-woman slapping is okay. As long as men aren't slapping women, I think we're okay with this game. All right, Zach, we're going to go with you now. Linda McMahon, Rick Perry, or Ben Carson?
I'm going to hang with Ben Carson because I don't want to be labeled with a hate crime. I'm going to hit Rick Perry because I would not want a manager of Burger King working in surgery.
No. Oh. Exactly. Yes.
And right. McMahon hate because WWE, come on. Small business. How's that going? Like? Okay, that's all I got.
Gally!
I have to do this one too. Okay.
Yes!
Well, she kind of took mine, so I'll have to switch it up for a second.
No, that's fine. You can.
Hey, you can be on Team Hollywood.
You can have the same response.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
we are totally okay with that.
Obviously, the coolest one out of all three of those was Ben Carson. Like, exactly. If I'm going to have to hang out with anybody, it'd probably be him. However. if I hang out with Linda, do I get her husband too?
I would probably Vince would be pretty cool.
That probably would be hilarious.
Hanging out with Vince McMahon. Would
so
probably be pretty
let's go
good.
That route. And then, I mean, yeah, hit Rick Perry because F that guy. Yeah.
I think we're on the same page here.
Yeah,
I'm definitely hanging with Ben Carson, hitting Rick Perry, and hating Linda McMahon.
I am hitting Ben Carson because I not only because I'm black, but because he has T-Rex arms and can't reach me again to hit me. So that's one thing.
I am
going to hang out with Linda McMahon because I want to meet Vince or The Rock or Stone Cold or maybe Randy Macho Man Savage's ghost. I want to meet somebody in that. And I hate Rick Perry.
We all hate him. That's the thing. We all want to hit him we hate him.
I am a non-violent individual. I just hate Rick Perry, even though I want to hit Ben Carson. Okay, I think we got time for some more. Oh, yeah, we got time for a couple more. Okay, do you guys want to go rappers or singers?
Singers.
Singers? That's one. Rappers or singers?
I mean, rappers, because, you know.
Rappers? Yeah. What? Come on.
Oh, man, I'm okay with both. So
Cassie, this is all on you.
Freaking hey, I was going to say both, and then you
nope.
said it first.
It's all on you, Cassie.
Fine. Let me see.
Flip a coin?
Yeah, I'll go with rappers.
All right. Uh-oh. You have to hang out, hate, or hit one. Rappers past their prime.
Ooh, it's fun.
Okay. Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, or Snoop Dogg, and I'm going to go with the Brain Box first.
Cool. This is going to be easy. I'm hanging with Snoop Dogg because
right.
I think we all know.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit Jay-Z because I don't think he's going to shoot me like Lil Wayne would. And
maybe.
I guess I'll hate Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne has more of a chance to shoot himself, though.
I could apologize to Jay-Z. I think he'd be okay with it. Versus Lil Wayne would probably just pull out a Glock and kill me.
Right.
He's been known to carry some weapons.
Callie.
Okay, so Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a bucket list item of mine.
Yes.
Right. Mine too.
I have a friend that's telling me that he's going to try to bring Snoop next year. And I was like, oh my God, what do I have to do? Please let me. So, yeah, totally hang with Snoop Dogg. I think I'm going to go with hitting Jay-Z because, I mean, you see what he did to Solange.
That is really, really accurate.
He just stood there. About so, that. Like, you know, that's... and then hate Lil Wayne.
Oh, Zach.
Unanimous. Of course, it's Snoop Dogg. You got to hang with him.
Yes.
I want to do some Animal
Snoop
Planet
Dogg.
Stuff with him.
Yes.
But I'd hit Lil Wayne because I always wanted to know what it was like to hit a gremlin.
Very greasy and whatnot. So.
And then
leave it so greasy.
Hate Jay-Z. I don't know too much on the guy, so there you go.
Cassie, you have the final say.
Oh, man. Okay, well, obviously I'm going to hang out with Snoop Dogg, okay? If anybody knows me, that's a fact.
She hung out with him earlier, if you can tell.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so I'm gonna actually hit Lil Wayne because I really want to just see what his reaction would be mostly.
Gunshots.
You know, I don't think so. Maybe he'll give me a high five. Maybe he'll be like, good job, you have cojones to hit me. And I'd be like, yeah, we're friends now. Jay-Z, I don't like him anyway, so I'm just going to hate him.
And then finally, I would like to hang out with Jay-Z because you guys know me. I want to go everywhere, and Jay-Z can get me anywhere I want to. I'm going to hit Snoop Dogg because he's too high to realize, even smack him in the face or care. And then I hate Lil Wayne. Yeah. I don't like any of his raps besides like his first like three, maybe four songs I ever heard him on. Other than that, he's trash and garbage, and he's the most overrated rapper of all time. But we're not an overrated show,
guys.
Wait. What?
I've got one last interview question for Callie.
Oh.
What's that?
What classifies a pair of jeans as being mom jeans?
Oh.
And you have a minute.
high-waisted jeans.
anything.
I just thought it was like maybe the owner.
Well, okay, and if they're kind of like pleated or baggy, in the little pooch area, that's definitely.
We are all about the pooch here at the Boys Power Hour. If you want to see more of our pooches, go to theboysmedia.com or at theboysmedia on Twitter. If you go to @theboys_media on Instagram, I will take pictures of my pooch and send it out for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We stay tuned for Zach Killian's local lounge with Shag and Wild Bill coming up right after us.
We're
the Boys. This has been Callie D. We're awesome. She's awesome. We'll see you guys next time on the Boys. Oh, Christmas special next time. Yeah. Yes. See you next time, guys. Bye.